Hello.
This is Rachel with a courtesy callback from customer support. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
47630.
Okay, thank you. That was 47630 for the zip code.
Yes.
All right, and if you could also please provide your first and last name.
Barbara Keller.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Keller. One moment. All right, I am accessing information. Excuse me. All right, I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing information. All right, and for security purposes, if you would also verify your address.
8211 Telephone Road, Newburgh,
Okay, and what state is that, please?
Indiana.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And I've gotten an account located, pardon me, that shows your first and last name and the address is shipping and billing. And I see that you're calling us about the smartwatch that you can use for heart monitoring and blood pressure
Yes.
measuring there. How can I assist?
Well, when I ordered this, it was supposed to be on a State Farm reward program where if you answered them some questions, then you had a choice of these different things and they would send it to you. All you had to do was pay the shipping. I did that. I got my watch, but I shouldn't be charged at $54.97 for the watch. It was supposed to be a rewards program through State Farm. And MasterCard caught it and they let me know about it.
Okay, the $54.97 on the 30th of January, it means that you have enrolled into the discount shopping membership that comes with the offer. The $7.95 that you paid as shipping and handling started a trial offer. And
It
it's
didn't say nothing about joining and signing up for nothing. I don't want that $57.97. Whatever that is, I don't want that, and I want it taken off because I did not know anything about it to be that it was put back on, that was put on there.
Yes, ma'am. We do apologize for the misunderstanding. It was a gadget offer. These do start with completing some type of survey on which information we don't have here. But the terms that were provided where you enter your card information. So the company that provided the smartwatch is what was offering the discounted the shopping discount membership.
Oh, I don't
And
want the membership. And I want it back on my card, please.
okay, ma'am, you said that your bank notified you about the charge from last month.
My MasterCard called me and stopped my payments on my card, stopped me from using my card because it was questioning this account. It was questioning these charges because it was something unusual that I wouldn't have been doing. And then when we got digging into it, I accept the shipping and handling charge, yes, but I did not know nothing about no $54.97 charge. It was supposed to have just been the watch and the questions, and that was it.
Yes, ma'am. With the offer, it also did get you an entry for a sweepstake or a contest drawing. And with it also came it's a voucher that comes with it in the amount of $125. The information gets sent to the email so that you can purchase items from the discount store on a monthly basis. And that's the fee. That's what the $54.97 is. It's a monthly fee for it. Since
There
your bank.
was no, what was that amount? 100 and some odd dollars? There was nothing of like that involved. I didn't get no voucher for anything.
No, ma'am. Information sent to the email address. But since your bank contacted you regarding the $54.97 and has blocked your card there, have you contested the $54.97?
Yes.
You did contest the $54.97 with your bank?
MasterCard called me today and I told them that that was not mine, I don't know what they're going to do about it, but I told them it was not mine.
Okay. If you would have them to contact the call center so that we can confirm whether or not there's not a dispute on it, normally, once you've agreed to the terms there, we're able to refund 35% of what you were billed. There is information that you agree to on the web page before the order processes, or you actually agree to it when you process the order or the transaction.
Must have been in such little print that I couldn't see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, is there, with this $54.97, am I locked in to do something, to buy something?
No, ma'am, you're not obligated to continue with it. There was just supposed to be a call back to the call center before the trial ended. The trial was only for a small number of days. It began on the 26th and expired on the 29th of January. And we're a 24/7 call center. So as long as you had called in, there wouldn't have been any further charges if you didn't want the discounted, you know, the discount membership.
One of these days, I'll learn not to do this kind of stuff. I don't want the membership. How can I stop it?
Yes, ma'am. That's already, you don't have to worry about the membership any further. I'm just trying to find out how I can assist you with getting a credit because of the terms that you agreed to. They're on the website.
So they're not going to go in and take any more money out of my, any more money with MasterCard.
That is correct. There won't be any further billing or any further shipping of anything else. In order to get the shipments, though, you had to go in and take advantage of the items that you could get through the discount store. But if you would have...
I didn't even know anything about no discount store or nothing.
Okay. If you would have a representative from your bank to call to confirm that you're willing to drop the dispute, or if there's not one, we can refund you 50% of the $54.97 if you're willing to settle for that.
Okay, there's no way I can get the whole thing taken off because I've not used it. I don't know what it's for, and I shouldn't, you know.
Well, the $54.97 is not a...
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. The $54.97 is not another order. Once the trial ends, you actually pay for it. You get it shipped on a trial basis with the shipping and handling of the $7.95. But if you'd have the bank call to confirm that you're willing to drop the dispute, or if there's not one, we'll get you refunded in full for the $54.97.
So I just got to get MasterCard to call you, huh?
Yes, ma'am. They need to call us directly, and they'll have you added on the phone call as well.
This 1-844, that number I called you with, I've had them call that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okie doke, I'll see what I can get done. I'm not very good at doing all this, but I'll see what I can get done.
Okay, you don't
As long as I'm not going to be charged for nothing else and no more payments of membership for this or that that's going to come out of it. Automatically. I don't want nothing to come out automatically on nothing.
That's correct. I have the cancellation number if you need to provide that to them.
Okay, what's the number?
Okay, that's the letter C. 258-85-7898.
Okay. Okay. I might see what I can get done.
Okay, you're welcome, ma'am. No further charges or shipments. And as soon as they call and confirm no dispute, or if there is one that is being dropped, we'll get you refunded with them on the line with you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.